Ai, fáil se rob isteach tá só i mena sé just focail buice seir dús te an leir nua the talk of the town. Many thanks to Peter Fallon for translating the poems into Irish and also to the Gallery Press for publishing the book. So I've kind of three themes lined up for tonight, kind of Grodonach the Gukish to talk about my native place and also growing up along the border and also feminine experience. So I'll just ease in maybe with a poem, a new poem. There are a number of new poems in this collection and there are a number of older poems that have been translated. And just once again, a great thanks to the Gallery Press. So we have been in lockdown for a while now, nearly 2 months. Some of us are feeling very lonely. And the first poem I'll read is kind of a poem about isolation. And I chose the story of Banri na Nuignish, or the Queen of Loneliness, from folklore, Irish folklore. And it seems to be kind of relevant to us at the current time. Bíon léhan tíon. Hané gwael conir am nuvach nache le tubar fíra ishke, tív le caslán im éinar. Ná gwael me kelche arndón. Ach mar sin hén bíon léhan tíon. Gomraham co huignach lehi siúd. Bán rín an uignis. Go lua imagín, agus gomál san ihe, tríl an tubar lehi féin. Bíon léhan tíon nor Abraham go gahi me bheith mo bhean rí nor an uig na sagóní. Chóruar íhan ta ari, chíc suamh na sarim, ach bíon léhan tíon nor Abraham. Gwil meig lórt seo von na hon, is nat leis an éin yme, is an cua Abraham, ní léiv ná scríf ná inshint bélar. Ciaracalóir agus an taiscán, the translation here by Peter Fallon. There are days that I feel. Not that I've taken to living in a souterrain by a fresh water well in the palace grounds all on my own, or even that I'm staying clear of the world, but it's true. There are days that I feel, oh, as lonely as she, Her Highness, Queen Loneliness, as she makes her way to the spring, and she alone too, first thing in the morning, last thing at night. There are days that I feel I must become a queen, one with sempiternal sorrow. On spring evenings, the odd time, a stillness comes over me. But then there are those days that I feel my voice, one that no one can hear, travels up from the murk of a river in Spate, and I feel a soreness none could read or write or ever relate. So just a kind shistok Erinu Ignis of Rahamwaj Fwi Law Haragus Marshande Gus Maradorch May Visha just Visha Intak of Ashrahe Le Peter Mar taken Peter on Kulra Tuya Asa Hilrium. Peter Fallon kind of understands that I'm although I've lived in Dublin for 20 years, that I'm rooted in the Monaghan landscape, and I find myself back here in Monaghan for 2 months, and it's kind of the culture shock again. But so that kind of love-hate relationship with the land and the love for the place names. And the next poem is a short poem based on a place name from County Tyrone called Drimshark, which means the hill where lovers meet. Drimshark. I guvnir machid gra. Pogan gihan trinona, bail machivna, le jora mala, is olam spare. Liam latarish shalegil, ar gullin fui vlah mar realta karha ratanir. Drimshark. The ridge of love. Remembering my first sweetheart. Wind in the evening kisses with honey the mouth of my memory, and I imbibe the sky. Once again with you, mon amour, I lie. Our bodies in bloom like a mass of stars planted in a mantle of grass. So one of the most terrible things, I suppose, about the lockdown is... And the whole pandemic is the lack of touch, isn't it? The lack of human touch. So that kind of the memory of touch is important to us now, and the senses and all of those kind of sensory experiences. Now, looking at the cover is an artwork by Madonna's sister. Her name is Melanie, and it's a 3D piece, and it's called Skirting the Issues. And it's a kind of the top part is almost like a wire, and the bottom part, the skirt here, is kind of, you can't really see it there, but it's almost like a newspaper, okay? But this artwork is important for me because I feel this collection is about my voice as a woman poet, and that female experience, that's really important for me to get across in my work. So the next poem is the title poem, The Talk of the Town. In Irish, it's Cugarnock, and I thought Peter's translation was quite interesting. As women, I'm talking generally here, but I do feel we spend a lot of time trying to smooth things over, cover things up, and make things look nice, make everybody feel happy. But every now and again, we do get tired. So this poem is about that kind of tiredness with trying to make everything look nice and make everybody feel nice. Cugarnach. Urinta tertium the vehem of van. Den tor nun den nyavarj yantararum. Tertium den curragail. The ruddy de hir a gludu. Irium tershok the skahain. The hulia, the hrakekinchi, then sheer lurk sedurkidus, tershim the cleavoinain, den rune, gen anacht, tershach, the ma'ai, the machudge gruige, the ma'ingene, the machim is the ma'rach ramon hain. And I'd like to read the translation to dedicate it to all the victims of domestic abuse during this pandemic. The talk of the town. From time to time, I just get tired of being a woman. The cuts to the chase I've to put up with, and then the inattention. I tire of constant pretendings, charades, and the concealment of things. I grow tired of mirrors and endless looking on, stares and searches when the light's gone. I tire of claptraps and mist nets, of biding my time and of secrets. I'm tired of how my face feels and my fingertips, my hair, my waist, my very hips. So although the experience of being a woman is sometimes exhausting, we can have good days as well. Now I've just noticed during the pandemic, the countries in which the women are in charge, they seem to have done much better, like New Zealand, etc. So it is actually worth listening to women's advice. And even as far back as the 17th century, just before the flight of the Earls, the great Hugh O'Neill made the fatal mistake of not listening to his wife, Katrina McGuinness, the Countess of Tyrone. And she was forced to leave her five-year-old son behind her as they hurried onto the boats, onto the ships in Rathmullen. This proved to be a tragic move in Irish history. This poem is called Scarra na Gumpánach, and I think that we can kind of identify with that parting of the ways, those of us who miss our friends at the moment or perhaps family members, etc. Scarra na Gumpánach, Lorin Katrina Kuntish Hiron, Ervruch na Fiala Tour, a Hanig Hum, Idavrav, Glaam Hogav Ayara, Jimpy, Antimach Shot ni Taroach. Mar Scapter Jatok, Zauli, Scaffer, Mujinia, Mar Care, Relaher, Natina, Zauli, Lafer, Incient, Ekina, Giha, Erawil, and Onduin, Salior, Eganich, Du, A Shin, No Adur, London, Movak Og, Movernin, Con, Molan of Hain, Molechsa, Gan é ach a cuig da blénta farm is gachéan snáil a réibú. Bána bhí orm an céad lá réibh irí don taras go rab mhéalan a chur me ír le orm. Gola rai is ar mac ágal fhí láb an ghil. So he should really listen to the countess. The translation here, the parting of the ways. As spoken by Catherine O'Neill, née McGuinness, Countess of Tyrone. On the Foyles River bank, a foreboding came on me, and I fitfully sleeping, men, I pray and plead with you, what's the good in this going? Just as smoke can be scattered, so we'll be dispersed like wax by hearthside, we'll come into our worst. A keen wind will report what's in store as it rages, in London's tower or through the Raven's pages. My youngest son, my darling Con, child and hero, heaven sent, with me a mere span of 5 years, now each and every tie's to be rent. To abandon this trip to Rathmullen was, from the start, my most ardent wish. But he, my own Earl, forced me to proceed and abandon our son to the grip of English. As I say, Monaghan itself is a great inspiration for me, and the beautiful place names around here, some of them are very, very ancient. We have a lot of oak woods, and I discovered when I wrote my second collection, just before I wrote the second collection, I discovered a lot of folklore in the native area about a fairy bride, and I thought it was a wonderful way of talking about a kind of a fairy marriage or a relationship maybe that wasn't really working out. But the story goes that the fairy bride came out of Tully Lake and married the local chieftain McKenna. He did the dirt on her, and she went back into the lake with her three children and all the sheep. So McKenna then was devastated. So the next poem that I'll read is about the fairy bride, and it's kind of a gentler tone than the other ones. Cluan the Horna. It gluan the Horna, dushin the smolies, snechlogis, nahani yala, irian and vrijuk shi, shuk bon, talav, marhrol, mean the shi, the urhi. Fillin and bunnin, bui, ahur, ericluan, shunnakin, kyoln, and yolkuk, tiv and truhan. Irian shi leshna fwishogola brakon lay, chain shi fwikelch na farnoga. Echlian she har of winy viol and macari hias fuhi. Fillin she snyaskar and vrijuk she, la fwinya grenya. And Peter changed that place name to Barley Aftergrass, which gives more of an indication of meaning. Barley Aftergrass. They're stirring in the barley aftergrass, the thrushes, in the climbing plants, in glistening marshes, and up she gets, the fairy bride, like the sheer satin and silk she wears, white frosts upon the ground, again with its return to long grasses, reed music plays beside the bittern by the stream side, and up she gets from the scrake of day, who will furtively make her way under cover of the alders, over the brushwood, the fairy bride, and plains below, every day at eventide. So sometimes walking around Emmy Vale, Curra Crin, the beautiful place names, I do feel it is a haunted landscape, and it's a long time since anybody wrote in Irish in this particular area of Ireland. Just three or four more poems that are one short one, coming from a different kind of tradition, the Inuit. When the Inuits, when a new child is born, when a granddaughter is born, the grandmother goes and sits outside the igloo and kind of commits suicide to give to give more space to the child. It's just a kind of a form of euthanasia that they have in the Inuit culture. And I thought that was a very interesting kind of a concept. Arinkuma. Eshkimi. Nur hagen na garanin nur asail. Imean am wahar war am wai on iglu. Am wai sa shuk. Am wai sa nair. Is seen a vuch an schnachta. Go shukfer kun bashi. Shoulder a kerp amak. Ayrhra snow. The Inuit. When she comes along, the granddaughter, her grandmother has to go out from the igloo, out onto the ice to sit till she dies of the cold in the perishing snow. Then her body's borne out and set adrift on a floe. So we're kind of experiencing at the moment kind of new ways of grieving and the whole funeral and wake experience that is being pared down a lot. So, but in the Inuit culture, the dead are they're put out on the icebergs to float out into eternity. I won't read Cathal Bunn because I've read it too often. So just moving on to the final section. I grew up along the border and. When I was a child of about 10, we thought it was very normal. We thought it was so normal just seeing, soldiers and the whole get up. And we thought it was completely normal that you had to go through a checkpoint and that, the soldiers had guns. And that we thought it was pretty normal as well that, different colours would be painted on the footpaths, that there'd be different flags. And also that you'd be asked an awful lot of questions about where you were going, where you were coming to, and things like that. So I know at the moment some people are very glad that there is a border and but these poems really are about these last three poems that I'll read are about the human experience of trying just to see a relation. In this instance, my grandmother, my mother trying to bring us to see our grandmother. So it's this human aspect of kind of heartbreak sometimes in crossing a border. And we understand this at the moment because a lot of us are separated from those that we love. And if we try to go anywhere at the moment, we're going to be questioned and asked where we're going and why, etc. But of course, there are health reasons for that at present, whereas in the past, it was different kind of issues as Stoka. So Trasnu an Nachoran an Tejalathar an Trathdon to Shaw. Tost. Kabe rod de Jertu na haber aga. Kun ye the Cligan hias is the veil fwy glas. Bein ye inchant er shkeel agus ye lagan jig ar oran. Ach an seo hart ar an teorann tar malaí haon againn is scéaltaigh an insint. Scéaltaigh an insint, cóid tosta ó mérta, tarlaíonn sé an aithin caidreamh foréignach. Border crossing, sealed lips ne'er a word. Whatever you say, say. Keep the head down, the mouth shut. There are differing ways of telling a tale and a dozen at least of saying a song, but here, hard by the border, we've our own manner of carrying on. Stories untold, born to the grave, it's omerta, that code of silence that pervades when violence permeates any and every intimate pairing. That's what goes on. That's just the way. So my mother was a blonde, and I don't think she had the worst time crossing the border compared to some of the others. I'm not saying that that was an advantage, but she was quite a bubbly character, but still she was extremely nervous crossing the border with three children. So this is what the next poem kind of deals with. Chorn. Írann sé arthaí seaasú amach ón gglúisteán le go gcuirí sé ceisan orthaí. Fécan na trúr a nínacha amach an inneog ar an mhaithir agus ar gcónaí na saidirí. Cáhfuil de shríal? Cad as a bhfuil sibh teacht agus céan fá a dhífriíonn na saidir dí go borb? Cad is anim duit? Cáhfuil cónaí ort? Ní ragar mo wahar ein rod rave co cuan curamach in a sail, river shin no in a ye. Tommy jirak in ye curcha horcher mo wahar a jersey, shan wahar na gali ni a jiron, a gazanish tommy dull har and choran, go scarav na girach. Nis dini, seeing she sa kishtin, a kahav fihe silkot, a gen a boor of his machnav, a gazagiri an agla riven shed more curdy. Now, the shed, the big shed in Ochnacloy, you could be taken into the big shed and God knows what might happen to you in there. So we were all terrified of being taken into the big shed. So the translation here, Peter's translation, border, the limit. He asked her to step out of the car for a moment, just a few questions. Her three little angels stare at their mother through the window at the soldiers' submachine guns. Where are you coming from? Where are you going and why and to what end? The pup of a squaddy demands. What's your name? Where do you call home? In all her days, my mother had never so quietly and carefully responded. I'm after seeing my mother, said she, the wee one's granny in County Tyrone. Now I'm crossing the border for Emmyvale, heading home. Later, she sits in the kitchen, working her way through 20 Silcot, a huddle of worry, bundle of bother, and struggling to banish the dread of the big shed at the border. One of the kind of, I suppose, unpleasant aspects of, you know, the border patrols was you could be held up and, you know, you could maybe be there for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours. So Shinnathagesh, the Cape Canella at Ochnacloy, I live very, very close to the border here in Emmyvale, very close to Ochnacloy. Mwyl. Iha ala agus mwynchig tras nŵ na tjorn ig aha na clichia, dŵra lyn chach da maca sy'n car, hwy na ffyr ig cyrdach sa fwt, fwy'n car agus yn aha na ochella. Fi mwynchinia trwyr cali ni bioga lŷn alcha suas a gynion wala, Ag amaní mar sin fóla míon tú an dóil le bheithead a host, go dí gur cuddí a tíana. Agus tógú mo wahar isteach se shed mór leis an cair is fágú mo dinion ar seaasú an sin ar fá na siúíochta. Tógú an cair as a chéile. Thóg siad mo wahar as a chéile lena gceist na fásta. An sin tar éis uair a chloig béidir agus gan fac aimse acu. Hui mwyd ar ffad ar as y car a rhys ar as y wale ar yn tioran. Ni hinw gyr y fegan mo fi mwahar abelta analw. So that was kind of an aspect, that northern anxiety and anxiety around the border. Hold up. Another time crossing the border, an evening near Ochnacloy, we were all ordered out of the car. They ransacked the boot, checked underneath, checked everywhere. We three little girls were lined up against the wall. At times such as these, you learn it's best to be quiet until it became second nature, part and parcel of you. And they took my mother into the big shed, her and her car, and left us standing there for what was an age. They took the whole car apart and with steady gestures and routines dismantled my mother too. Then after maybe that endless hour and them finding them after finding nothing, we all got back into our seats and headed home across the border. Is it any wonder my mother could hardly catch her breath? Okay, so a lot of memories coming back with those. I'll just finish on a last one from Tunbridge, County Antrim. My aunt had a hotel in Tunbridge and she had to pay a lot of protection money. But again, when I was about 10 years of age, I thought that all of this was normal. looking out. You just accept it when you're that age. So Lehimen don Drihid Huma Kugulaj Eg Dvi Lunasa Fake and Mamaka Ninyog O Ostan Anchin the O'Neill Arms Amegans Nahoktoji Agus me heart yeah mlean a dish Mihan Waher Tivlum Imas na lily bona tiv here the kirchini velvetche naka and grand piano. Erin traj and we taudini marshal le banikol is curter on union jack tri hinna ta roddy macarly igdol kuna wash reish. Tombridge, an anniversary, August 15th. I peer through the window of my auntie's hotel, the O'Neill's Arms. It's sometime in the 80s and I'm about 10, my grandma beside me, surrounded by Easter lilies behind velvet curtains by the baby grand. Down below in the street, people are marching to a band. Someone sets fire to a Union Jack. Roddy McCorley's bound to do the dance of death again. So Gurumila Maigav Aseish Daklum, thank you very much for listening. Gurumila Maigav.